BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott, and here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, there is a live on-air dumping. Also, a rematch of the game between our listeners, Joe and Paddy. Some exciting news about something we're doing, which is quite ridiculous, for the World Cup next Friday evening on the red button. OMG. And Annie Mac pops in to play Real or No Real. It's all on Friday's show. Enjoy.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Pink.
This is BBC Radio 1.
What's your favourite Pink song, Chris?
Oh, I don't know.
Mine's Family Portrait.
I quite like You and Your Hand. That's what it was called.
That was one, yeah. That was Raise Your Glass on BBC Radio 1. It's Friday. Hello. Coming up in this half hour, I've got John Newman and Love Me Again and Royal Blood. That's a brilliant track. Come on over. And Matrix and Future Band, which is our track of the day. Right, who's on? Luke in County Durham, off to Ibiza in the morning. Oh, that'll be an early flight, won't it?
It's round about this time. Our shirt's still on, right? I know I'm a big advocate of this, like, nicknames on shirts, you know, when you go on holiday.
Yeah.
You don't see it so much now, though, do you?
Or hen and stag do's. I don't know. I've not seen it for a while at airports.
But it's round about this time that the airports start to get flooded. It's always really early in the morning.
Yeah. Do you remember that flight I took when Pamela Anderson was on board?
Oh, yes.
To Corfu?
Yes.
On the way to Kavos?
And she couldn't escape you all because there was no first class.
No.
Do you remember?
It was the 555 Gatwick North to Corfu, yeah. And Pamela Anderson was on.
Why was she going to Kavos?
I don't know. Well, she was going to Corfu, probably not Kavos.
Oh, right.
But unfortunately, even though she was a speedy boarder, she did have to get that bus between the terminal and the plane, which you have to get. And there were loads of lads on it going on to a stag weekend, so it was like, Permy. You can imagine what they were saying.
Exactly, and if you're a speedy boarder, all that happens is you get on first, then everyone has to walk past you.
Also, no point anymore because the seats.
I don't get an allocated seat. I don't get the speedy boarding thing. I haven't for a long time.
Anyway, Luke, have a good time in Ibiza. Sam in Glasgow off to Barcelona this weekend. Lee at Palletways embarking. Everyone's on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Josh!
Mr. Mills, how you doing?
I'm good. Mr. Josh, what's occurring? What's going on?
Just getting excited for my holiday tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Las Vegas.
Whoa. Vegas, yes.
Sounds like it could be like The Hangover, right?
Potentially, yeah.
Potential.
What are you going to do in Vegas?
Well, I wanted to wear some holiday T-shirts, but everyone else said no.
Really?
Oh, why has it been vetoed?
I don't know. They wanted to go smart for some reason, but I was all up for having a laugh.
Right, here's the thing, right? I've been to Las Vegas. Nobody is smart.
Nobody?
Nah. It's a lot... Well, apart from people who were on a conference there, which is quite a lot, but apart from that, it's generally quite fat Americans in Hawaiian shirts.
Right, I'll fit right in.
Yeah, it's all fine.
Do you know what you should have done? Got some Hawaiian shirts printed up. That would have been class.
Oh, I don't go till tomorrow. There's still time.
There's still time.
Fancy a picture?
Yes!
Yes, please.
So what did you want on the T-shirts, keep it clean?
Just a nice vibrant coloured T-shirt, maybe a few dodgy nicknames.
Yeah.
Vibrant colour.
Nicknames are just not on anymore.
Flash.
Yeah.
Generally, I'm a big fan of a motto. I mean, I remember at uni, do you remember you'd have different subjects and it was basically geographers do it in the field.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. There'd always be a slogan. Mm. Or, I always noticed with the gigs in Kavos and Malia, it would often be like the take me out line. Let the something see the something else.
Yeah.
Always.
It doesn't really happen anymore.
Devastating, isn't it?
I think you should be strong and just print the T-shirts anyway. And when you're there, they'll be in the moment and they will wear them.
Maybe it'll catch on again.
Yeah, do
you
it.
Force the issue,
bring
I think.
It back. All right, have a good time in Vegas.
Thank you very much.
Be
have
good.
Have a good
weekend.
Love
you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
But now it's time for our new feature.
Get your rat out!
So, this is an idea that Chris told me about in the pub a few weeks ago. Having a couple of drinks, weren't we?
Yeah, it was a good night.
And Chris told me about this video, which I am still obsessed with.
Mm.
So the video is quite simple. It's the Japanese's on a TV show. I think it's a TV show, is it?
Yeah,
Or it is. Yeah. And It's simple. What they do is just send a fake rat into a changing room.
Yeah.
And obviously, unless you speak Japanese, you won't be able to understand this, but listen to the reaction when they send the rat in.
I was on e caramba, I did.
So good. We just watched it again and again and again, didn't we?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And it's like they're getting changed, so you've got to imagine that kind of most of their clothes are off and they're running out of the changing room, freaked out by the remote control rat. Anyway, after a couple of drinks, this seemed like a great idea.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Controle remoto, muito boa, muito boa.
His laughing makes it as well. Listen how delighted he is. So Chris told me about this video, watched it a lot. So then I thought, well, we could do something very similar. So maybe that evening I ordered two remote-controlled rats. Not one, but two.
Why did we think two was a good idea as well?
In case one breaks.
Oh, right.
So ordered online, simply search for remote-controlled rat.
In the pub.
Yeah, and there was loads of them.
Yeah.
So I bought two. Basket two. And
you were just being flash.
Yeah, that's right. So we tried it out yesterday. We got our rat out on Ed Sheeran when he was in the Live Lounge yesterday.
It was a perfect opportunity, wasn't it?
So good.
Really freak him out.
So hear what happened when we got our rat out for Ed Sheeran next on Radio 1.
Get your rat out.
Well, I was hoping to bring you something hilarious today.
It was a great idea, man.
It was a pub idea, Chris.
It was a pub idea.
So we watched a video of a Japanese TV show where they send a remote control rat into a changing room, and it's so funny. So we thought, one of the biggest stars in the world right now in music, Ed Sheeran, let's get him with the rat when he's in the Live Lounge yesterday, just tuning up and getting ready for his performance. Seriously, I've been robbed with the rats.
Yeah, the rat... There was a few issues with this that ended up happening. The rat is hard to control, being one.
I mean, it's remote control. It's got its own remote control, like a TV remote. But seriously, it's got a mind of its own.
It's also got red lights, like LED lights for eyes.
Just like real rats.
It doesn't quite look like the rat in the video that we saw.
It doesn't. I've got two of these now.
Anyway, so we got these jingles made and this nice song in the background. The plan was to be able to show you something really, really funny.
Yeah.
Like really freak out Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. And here's the audio of what happened when we sent the rat in to Ed Sheeran. Going in. So Ed just stamped on the rat, didn't even really flinch about the rat, because it obviously doesn't look real.
Yeah, he sort of stood in it and just sort of kicked it.
And again.
Hard.
Just kicks out of the way and just carries on tuning up.
Not quite the same as in Japan, I
felt. No, I really...
I kind of feel like we let everyone down.
I really
with
feel
it.
Like I've... let everyone down.
So it's annoying for us, really, because it was a good idea, I thought.
We had jingles made. Like, this is like a big, big plan for us.
Get your rat out!
We don't get jingles made just for anything, you know.
We've got a video of this, because obviously we filmed it, like we wanted him to be freaked out, and that's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now.
So if you want to see Ed Sheeran kicking a really unconvincing remote control rat with red eyes, it doesn't even go in the right direction.
No.
When you press go, it spins around.
It was, I expected like the full-on reaction from it. I expected him to freak out, the guitar to fall, you know what I mean? Everything to go wrong.
I expected a scream like they do in Japan, but sadly not. It just kicks out of the way and just carries on.
Pub idea.
Massive pub idea. I think we should curb these.
Well, what do you mean? Because we've got two rats now, we need something to do with them.
Yeah, I know. But like, one of them's broke because he kicks it, it doesn't work anymore, it just spins around. But I think maybe pub idea, like just... Before we go on air with it, maybe just go, actually, that was a pub idea from the other night.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Do you know what it's a bit like? It's a bit like texting late at night.
Yeah.
It's like we've come up with an idea and we follow through. Perhaps we should filter them slightly.
Just filter it a little bit. If you want to see the video of Ed Sheeran kicking my rat, it's not convincing. It's on Radio 1 Facebook. Let's put it on Radio 1 Twitter as well. When you said Ed kicked it, I didn't think you meant he actually lynched it across the room, says Caitlin. Yeah, I mean, he gives it a good kick, doesn't he?
Loads of people are liking it. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now.
And Radio 1 Twitter as well. It's broke now, that rat. Very broken. But I do have another one. I bought two in my basket.
Pub idea.
Yeah, massive pub idea. But thanks everyone who's, liking it on Facebook. Some people are saying, this is the worst rat I've ever seen. Is that the wheels I can hear on the rat? Yes, it is. Listen. That's it, kicking it. There we are. It's not very convincing, the rat. We need to get... maybe I need to spend a bit more money on it.
I think
it.
You need a better rat.
I think so.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
World Cup soon, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Do you know how many days?
I'm saying 6 or 5.
To be fair, it's my maths that's the issue here. Are you excited?
Well, yeah, I am quite excited.
It's 5 days.
5 days!
16 hours. 46 minutes and 39 seconds. It's not long now.
Not that you've got a countdown on your actual computer.
So excited, man.
Remember, you can still download our World Cup song from the Radio 1 website. If you want to get it on your phone to keep forever, best to download it from a computer. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, the World Cup song from Radio 1, 5 Seconds of Summer, featuring moi, available until Monday. Exciting. And also, some particularly interesting news about the World Cup and something that we're doing.
Yep.
Coming up. I can't believe it. I actually can't believe it.
It's been a ridiculous week.
I've just been chatting to my mate, right? And he has just literally been dumped this second.
Oh, congratulations.
For looking at other girls.
What?
So
is this a live dumping, by the way?
It's happening right now.
Should we be commenting then?
Do I sound distracted?
It just sounds like it's a bit fresh for you to be suddenly talking about.
I'm not going to say his name.
What a great mate you are.
No, I'm not going to say his name. But listen, I've been with him when his girlfriend has been there.
Really?
And he makes it pretty obvious that he's looking. I mean, he wouldn't do anything. But can you actually get rid of someone for looking at other people?
It depends what you're doing when you're...
What do you mean?
No, it depends. If you're just looking, if it's a quick glance, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, but he looks for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. So something else is registering in his mind there.
Well, he's like, he'll turn round. Like, when she's there, he'll be like...
That's ridiculous. You can't do that. You can't do... Four.
No, he doesn't go four. It's not the 80s. I'm just saying... it's obvious that he does fancy other girls. But everyone does.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
What, so if you're in a relationship, you don't fancy anyone else?
Nope.
Okay, then. If this has happened to you, can you get in touch with me, please? Because my mate is pretty upset right now.
Genuinely, he's in trouble for looking.
For looking. Just been got rid of.
But, I mean... Yeah.
Yes?
No, I just want to say, when you say looking, though, do you mean a quick glance or do you mean he is properly turning around?
He's turning around.
Right.
I've seen it myself.
Right.
But anyway, it's off.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I hate phrases like that.
They're on quite a lot at the moment.
Look at the menu, but you can't order. Awful.
There's like 10 different variations I can see of that right now.
Lost the person that got dumped for going into an underwear shop and looking at a poster of a model in underwear. She's like, yeah, bye, see ya. Well, don't take me into an underwear shop then.
Right.
Just saying.
I think the key to this is don't be seen to be looking.
Yeah. Look, but don't be seen to be looking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Shout out to Jordan in Brighton's mate who just got dumped for taking a bite of her burger. Is that one?
That's a harsh dumping, in my opinion, there. That seems a bit extreme.
And also the person that got dumped because he was perving a little bit on Strictly.
Oh, no.
Oh, come really? On. Like, yeah. Banned him from watching Strictly because it was like, well, you're looking at the other girls, aren't you?
You're making me very suspicious, though. So everyone wearing sunglasses, generally, in the summer, they're checking you out.
Damn right.
Is that what's going on?
Of course it is.
That's blatantly what you think. Walk past someone in sunglasses, they're checking you out, aren't they?
No. But... if you remain poker-faced with the sunglasses, no one's going to know.
Right.
Apparently, that's what my friend told me. Mm-hmm. So that was Arctic Monkeys from Glastonbury. We are going to be giving you chances to join us as we see summer on Radio 1. Keep listening over the next few weeks. Details on how to get yourself a place at either Glastonbury, Tea in the Park, Ibiza or Reading and Leeds Festival. Awesome. See summer with Radio 1. We'll tell you how you can get to these festivals over the next few weeks. Going to play our World Cup song now.
Yes.
5 Seconds of Summer featuring Feet, Scott Mills.
It's only till Monday, isn't it, that you can download this?
Yeah, you need to get this from the Radio 1 website while you can. If you like the song, download it on a computer and you'll be able to keep it forever. Mm. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Should we announce what we're doing a week
okay,
today?
Okay, and this is so cool. I'm so excited for this.
I think you are nervous.
But I think you're a bit excited as well.
So, next Friday, the World Cup will be on, obviously.
Yeah.
And there is a match between
Spain and Netherlands. 8 o'clock kickoff.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on BBC, right?
It's a big game.
Yeah. So we are doing alternative commentary on the red button next Friday night.
Oh, I can't wait.
At 8 o'clock for Spain versus Netherlands. Bearing in mind, I know absolutely nothing about football, but I will just say what I see.
Mm. It's going to be great, though. It's going to be me and you. I want to take this very seriously. I've dreamed of having this kind of moment. It's going to be great. Obviously, I guess we're open to any ideas that we can do to make this good and make this work.
Yeah. We're not quite sure whether you'll be able to see us yet, but you'll definitely be able to hear us on the red button next Friday. Can I just ask?
What?
Who the hell is going to watch this?
I don't know, but it's an amazing opportunity. BBC Sport have asked if we'll do it, and I was like, yes, 100%, we're doing this, and if we do well, we're going to be able to do it for a couple of games.
But if you're going to watch the football, you're going to watch the commentators doing it properly.
I get that, but right. So if you want... Yeah, but it's just going to be one different game, potentially a couple, and you just press the red button and you'll get me and you instead. It could be amazing.
What could go wrong?
Oh, God, it's a week today.
It's a week today.
Right.
So what I'm saying is we do the show next Friday.
Yeah.
Go out for a couple of drinks.
Yes.
Come back into work.
Yes.
And then we'll do the commentary, goals and all.
Oh, great.
Corners.
It's all going to be on, Scott.
Some free kicks.
Do you know what? You need a crash course this week. It's going to be...
You need to help me.
Yeah, but I mean, I want us to have fun, definitely. But, you know, bear in mind, this is BBC Sport. This is potentially the biggest thing I've ever done. So let's make it good.
I mean, you'll be able to add the professional edge. I mean, not in terms of commentary, but in terms of you'll know what you're talking about.
I might try to do a bit of commentary.
Oh, God.
But look, we're open to ideas.
Loads of people are saying they're going to watch it.
Oh, well, then that's amazing.
But why?
Next Friday, Spain-Netherlands.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I fancy a game. You know where, like, we just hoo things that are a bit past?
Keane missed the last one.
Yes. So this is a rematch between the two current best hooers. Right. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Now, last time you were on, you won the hoo game.
Obviously.
Just like finding things in the past and hooing them.
I heard that was in quite controversial, a controversial stoppage, you could say.
It was a little bit. Well, you went on for three songs.
Yeah, it was probably the longest hoo off of my life.
Yeah.
Hands down.
This is quite exciting. Now, with the power of Skype, we can say hello to Paddy, your former hoo partner. But he's in Sunny Beach in Bulgaria. Hi, Paddy.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
This is great.
I'm Skyping Bulgaria.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you right now?
I'm currently sitting in Jack's Bar in the middle of Sunny Beach. It's a very, very nice day.
Are you working there?
Like, yeah, I am. I'm the resident DJ.
This is awesome.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
I want to go to Sunny Beach. I've seen it on TV.
It is brilliant.
Is it really good?
Sunny Beach is that one off that TV show. Yes, I know the one you mean. Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Mm.
It's like the new resort to go.
Right.
Okay, are you ready for a hoo off again?
Definitely.
I think before we do that, we should have some, like, fighting talk between the two, do you?
Oh, I like this.
Do you remember that ridiculous thing you sent me the other day, which is, what was it, like, Frotch and Groves?
Oh, yeah, it was before the big fight last week, where it all was getting very tense. And,
ridiculous.
Sort of sitting across a table. They start to, kind of insult each other, kind of diss each other, but it's to try and put each other off before the big boxing match that then happens.
Why do they do that? It was on Sky, wasn't it?
It's just because it's so intense. It's a bit like this hoo-off, you know? I'm really excited for it. It's tense. This is the big pre-match moment. It's hard to explain to you. I know you find that weird.
But it was like, well, yeah, my mum's harder than your mum.
Yeah, well, no, my dad's better than your dad. It's nonsense.
It is a bit like that.
And then I heard the boxing. I was listening on Five Live, and it took like 5 minutes.
Well, it took slightly longer than that.
Not that long.
It was about 8 rounds, wasn't it? 8 or 9 rounds.
It seemed quite quick for all that nonsense that went with it.
Oh, don't say that. It was an amazing fight.
So let's do fighting talk. It's Joe versus Patrick.
Patrick, Paddy, you're going to lose so bad, I'll be hooing you next week.
Joe, the inventor of the Who game.
Hello!
Well, that's sort of just recycling what I just said, but, you know, I guess I'm the original one.
Go home, find your mum. She's waiting for you.
You're rubbish. Do people say rubbish anymore?
Well, then, Joe, come on, then. Let the hooing do the talking.
Let's do it.
Oh, it's on.
Scott, I like this.
Right, we'll do it next. So there was just a bit of Who fighting talk there before the... the main battle.
It's all got very tense, isn't it?
Okay, so Joe's on the phone. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Paddy's in Sunny Beach, Bulgaria. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Are you ready?
I am very ready.
So basically, Joe and Paddy will who things until they can't anymore. So it's various things from the past that maybe have been a little bit forgotten about, a bit retro.
Mm, Billy Piper, for example.
Yeah. Are you ready, Joe?
Ready.
Are you ready, Paddy?
I'm ready to win.
Who to serve?
Who's the current champ?
Joe.
Right, undisputed.
Okay, Joe to serve. Off you go.
Tim Henman. Uh-oh.
Catatonia. Uh-oh.
Handwriting a letter. Uh-oh.
Paying by postal order.
Uh-oh. Street parties.
Pokemon cards.
Getting photos developed down the chemist.
Jazzercise.
Concord.
Yo-yos.
Boiling a whistling kettle on the stove.
Sun lollies.
Rainbow drops.
Wonky donkey.
Carol singing.
Can I just say carol singing is not who?
Not a bit
who. Can I have one in just for fun?
Go on.
June Sarpong.
Can we go back to the big match here?
Okay, sorry. Right, who's next?
It's me.
Okay, go.
The News of the World newspaper.
Oh, very good. Wimpy Burger.
Very nice. Mr. Blobby.
Oh, to find out who's called you, dialing 1471.
Very nicely played. Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, I don't know if Scott's going to like this, but Timmy Trendy.
Rude.
Scott Mills' autobiography.
I'm
sorry, I love it, but come on.
But it is who. Next.
Well, if we're carrying on down that route, 24 years at the tap end.
No.
Becky off of the Radio 1 show.
What's occurring?
Chris Moyles.
Jamie Theakston.
The thing is, guys, you're too good at this. What do we do, Chris?
It's actually been going on a long time.
Yeah.
I think what we're going to have to do is give you one final who each and then let listeners decide.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. So we'll give you one last who and then the audience will decide who is the champion on the big rematch. Joe.
Cilla Black.
Okay.
Crash Bandicoot.
Right there.
And that's it.
So that was Joe with Cilla Black.
And Patrick with Crash Bandicoot.
Okay. Who wins the who off? Who decide?
You ho decide. Text 81199 at BBCR1 on Twitter. Your tweets and your texts And it appears that on the Who game today, Joe is the winner.
Yes, get in. Thanks so much, guys. I'm not surprised. Champion of the Who, undisputed. Whoever wants to bring on next, feel free to get in touch and try and take me on, but you're going to lose.
He is the undisputed champion of the Who game.
I am the undisputed champion of the Who game. Not a title I thought I'd have, but, you know, I'll take it.
Well done, Joe. Thank you.
All right, guys. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. This is BBC. Radio 1. I can't believe the love that this Ed Sheeran rap video is getting. It's only seven seconds, but people are really liking it. Some radio on Twitter and Facebook. We sent a really bad remote-controlled rat into Ed Sheeran's live lounge yesterday, and he's kicked it. Mm. The flashing lights and eyes are a giveaway as to the fact that it's not a real rat.
Well, the idea was that it would frighten him as much as it did to... It was a Japanese TV show, and they go... it really scared them. But, yeah, it didn't seem to work with Ed Sheeran anyway.
I'm a rat down now. I bought two online.
We're going to need a bigger rat.
Yeah, we are, actually. And a better one as well.
A better one as well, yeah.
Do you know what you need on a Friday?
What's that?
Some goats shouting Who. thanks to Joe from the Who game, who's just found this brilliant video. Check it. These are actual goats. What's going on? Listen to this lady goat.
Oh, they are hooing.
They are. Yeah. Hey. Clearly doing it. Hey, have I mentioned that I've made a good song with 5 seconds of summer for the World Cup?
Only once or twice.
It's being played a lot on Radio 1 now, and we're 5 days away from the actual World Cup. It's called Hearts Upon Our Sleeve. Download it for free from the Radio 1 website and have it to keep forever. You can get it now. But what? How did I actually make this? How did I go about it? I know that's what you're wondering.
What is the genius behind your creation?
How did Scott Mills get that all together and make it sound so great? Well, I've managed to spin this out for an hour between 9 and 10 on Monday, and you'll hear how I made the perfect football single. 9 p.m. for an hour on Monday. Like how I got it all together, like the making of, basically.
Right.
Right? It's like a behind-the-scenes thing, right? Monday, 9 p.m, the making of the perfect football single. This is Jack White. That is Jack White, Lazaretto, on BBC Radio 1.
Whoa. Intense, man.
Violins are on.
Are you all right? Are you okay? Like, today's show's just been ridiculous. Can I talk you through some of the things that's been on?
Was there a goat that did a who?
We had goats hooing. We attempted something with a rat. A toy motorised rat, which failed badly.
Yeah.
What
else?
We're doing an alternative commentary.
Yeah, that's on.
Yeah,
that's
next Friday. Championship.
Yeah.
I mean, mate, it's been a weird one today.
It's been quite Friday vibes, though. I've liked it.
And a live dumping.
Oh, yeah, that happened as well.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And here's Annie Mack from Real or No Real.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm ready to be fooled.
This is a rare pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
What about this?
Just before entering the Big Brother house last night, new contestant Christopher, 23, from London, said, "Too many people aspire to be celebrities."
So that's on again now. Big Brother's on.
Yeah.
So this is the one with members of the public. It's not celebs.
Yeah, the civilian one.
Yeah.
Civilian one. But it's got a couple of people, from what I'm led to believe, who are sort of known...
Yeah,
in the press,
there's
right?
someone who's famous for with
right.
Wayne Rooney,
of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, apparently.
Well, like
I mean,
a grand,
massive. Apparently, no, not a grand. She's actually age appropriate this time. Yeah. So there's a girl who once went somewhere right. with him.
Sure.
That's her claim to fame.
But they do go in thinking that they're going to be big celebrities out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not really the case anymore,
yeah,
is
but
it?
But you'd think that in this day and age, people would know that they're not going to be big celebrities.
Well, they kind of did. There was a point where you could go on Big Brother and become famous because of it, but now I don't think you can.
Yeah, back in the day you could, but
like
now...
Brian Dowling did well.
Yeah. But you could walk down the street now after Big Brother and, like, no one would care.
Yeah.
So...
I think it kind of depends on what kind of person this person is, you know? Maybe he thinks he's a bit better than it all and he's a bit clever and feels like he's a bit worthy.
He's not going to be normal.
No. They're not normal.
That's a cert.
No. So real or no real?
I can believe this. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real too, Chris.
That one's real.
Yes, it is. Yes. I need to watch that at some point.
Will you, though?
Do you, though?
I'm sort of more... Do you know what? I watched the celebrity one.
Yeah.
Because it's quite funny seeing them all wind each other up.
I used to love Big Brother to the point where I'd watch the live stream. Do you remember that? When they just liked to be in the pool.
No, Scott.
Yeah, I did. I was on early breakfast. Don't judge me. And next.
In 2011, Alexis, the drummer from the Kooks, got so bored waiting for the band to write their next album, he built a miniature railway in his garden.
Like that.
I honestly think that's true. Mm. Let's be honest, drummers are renownedly the bonkers ones in the band.
Yes.
Are they?
It's really that bonkers a thing to do. You know, lots of old people have miniature railways, don't they? Is that a thing? I think that's quite a quintessentially English old man thing.
I like it. I like the idea of him going about that.
Why are the drummers the mad ones? You must know this.
I don't know. But it's definitely, you know, rock folklore, you know, like Keith Moon, like all the drummers are the crazy ones.
I just like hearing celebrities doing things like this. So like the guy from the Kooks doing the miniature railway, Annie Mack likes fishing. Did you know this, Scott?
What?
Yeah.
She's well into her fishing.
I mean, I don't understand what the big deal is.
When did this happen?
Fishing. This is great, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it's all my dad's fault. He's mad into fishing. So he used to bring me along in all the holidays and I'd be off fishing off rocks.
So is this a long-term thing?
Trying to catch some mackerel.
She loves it. Annie Mackerel.
That is a genuine nickname from my friends to me.
Oh my God.
I don't do it as much anymore, but it did, you know, last a long time.
Have you ever tickled the trout?
No, I have not tickled a trout.
No.
It's very hard to do that.
Have you ever tickled a trout, Scott?
No, I haven't, no.
Have you?
No, yes. Nor have I. I love the idea of it.
I'd quite like to.
I don't quite understand the point of it.
Real or no real? The Kooks drummer got
really
bored.
I really wanted to be real.
Yeah. Well, I want to say real, but I also want to have a competition here, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yes.
And next.
When asked about his ambitions for the future, Snoop Dogg said, "In 10 years' time, I'd like to be coaching football."
Interesting.
I don't think Snoop Dogg ever wants to coach football. I think he's really happy just being Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
It is a grass-related sport, though, and he does strike me as someone who enjoys the outdoor activities
he enjoys.
That would bring.
He really likes playing with the grass.
With grass, yeah, he does.
Yes. That's a very good point, Chris. You know.
Do you remember when there was a video of a random farmer in Somerset? Snoop Dogg like singled him out and sent him a message.
Yes.
It's amazing. He's so bonkers.
I love him.
I liked it when he went through his Rasta phase and basically, you know, decamped to Jamaica and became Snoop Lion for a year. That was amazing.
Is he back to Snoop Dogg now?
Back to Snoop Dogg.
I liked it when he had a range of doggy treats out for a while.
Oh, did he?
He came into the show.
I remember I was there. It was an incredible moment. I've got a picture of me and Snoop Dogg. No lie, I look even younger than I normally look. I look about 10.
Yeah.
And very, like, I look like the polar opposite of Snoop Dogg.
Could you be a Snoop Dogg love child?
I doubt it.
He had a very strange handshake, didn't he?
He's
Do you remember? So cool.
He's really cool.
He's got a lot of kids. And I think that those kids could be grown up enough to be playing football, you know, legitimately for schools, for colleges. So maybe he is into football with them. I'm going to say real.
He always has these kind of claims, like ambitions. I don't know. I'm going to say no real on this one.
That one is real.
Yep. It's a direct quote he gave to a journalist reportedly last night after a gig.
Chris just showed me the picture of him and Snoop.
I don't know what I was doing. And
incredible.
It's like, he's doing his,
okay, I'm going to roll out my hip-hop gesture with my fingers.
I remember that now.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's brilliant. And at the end of that round of real or no real.
I don't know, because I didn't count the last score, but I got 20 at one point and Annie got 10.
Thanks, Annie Mack.
Did I lose?
I'll give you some bonus points. Let's just call it a draw. 20 apiece.
It's a draw, it's a Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye. Those are the best bits of Friday's show. Listen to us Monday between 1 and 4 when we're back on Radio 1. If you can't listen live, because I know you're busy, get the handy Scott Mills Daily Podcast that you're listening to right now.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.